feel things are going right now at this point in the transition coming to the Patriots?
Transition has been, it's been good. It's been fun. It's been fun. I've heard small little rumblings that haven't caught on yet, but I've been just fine. I'm not sure where, why or how it is, but you got to think of coming from any place where you've been somewhere 10 years to come here and learn the verbiage and learn as much as I learned in the past 2 weeks. I've done extremely well. You know, so it's been fun. It's been enjoyable. Working with the entire offense.
I've heard athletes say that they want to get to a spot, whether it's offense or defense or whatever, where they're not thinking about what they're supposed to be. They're just reacting and comfortable enough just to be in that flow. How close are you to being in that kind of flow, just being able to react to what the play is?
Oh, that takes time. Yeah, it takes time. You know, it takes time. Right now, scale of 1 to 10, how far am I from what you just described? Probably a 7. Probably a 7. Because right now, what I'm doing is I'm able to go out right now and react. As soon as I hear Tommy call something, I'm good. I'm set. You know, but I'm still not set in that comfort zone to where I can just be me, you know, and so I'm somewhat exhaling, just, oh, it's on, you know, let's play, you know. It's only I think it's my third week, you know, and let's be realistic. It's just, you know, the highest levels of football, and this is, you know, not easy.
It's a weird dynamic. We are making judgments on you game after game, practice mm-hmm. after practice, mm-hmm. and your ability to get oriented into mm-hmm. the offense is ongoing. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with the appraisals that we're going to constantly make?
I like that. I like that. You guys have a job to do. You know, you are not my friends, and you guys have a job to do, and I understand that. And you, I want you guys to critique the hell out of me, you know, as I can also do to you. You know, I hold no grudges, you know, but as you fire upon me, believe I will fire back.
What is your biggest critique of yourself to this point, Joe?
I'm just nowhere near where I want to be. I'm my biggest critic anyway, you know, regardless of what you write, you know, what you guys see, you know, I'm the first, you know, to judge myself. I'm always aiming for perfection, and one of those things, you know, about being here is, you know, being in an organization like this that, you know, prides itself on perfection, excellence, you know, I'm sort of putting the pressure on myself to be right and be perfect now, not later, you know. I'm trying to squeeze everything within a short time frame, and it's somewhat impossible, but if I can aim to be perfect as possible, you know, I think I'll get up to speed.
Do you frustrate yourself because you're pushing yourself and
no,
you know?
No. Frustration is a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. I'll be there. I'll be there a lot faster than, you know, what I'm supposed to be, you know, especially with as much verbiage as I had to learn in such a short period of time. You know, we got to think, it was an off-season program. I would have been here, you know, for what, 13, 8-week period to learn offense. So everything is crammed in into a short time, and I'm doing the best I can.
Is how demanding a teacher is Tom on the field and practice? Do you take your side and really sometimes give you a stern conversation, not criticism necessarily, but is he real demanding of you,
yeah,
when he's trying to fill you in?
Most definitely. You know, I asked him to be. Tom's been a big help, man. Probably the biggest help besides what the coach can tell me. You know, Tom is on the field. He sees the field the way I do. And, you know, my eyes have to be his eyes and my ears have to be his ears. And the faster Tom and I get on that same page, the smoother it's going to go, man. It's like a married couple, man.